Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hi, this is Mark Silver with Heart of Business and the alumni community. Welcome to our weekly live remembrance call. And we're going to do 15 minutes of remembrance together in order to support your daily practice and the deepening of your heart. And I want to encourage everyone to just take a nice gentle breath. And just notice how are you feeling? Just notice what's true for you. And that there's plenty of room to feel exactly how you're feeling. And then just bringing your attention to your heart. Letting your head bow in humility and sincerity. Letting your heart bow. Beginning to call the name of the divine through the open door of your heart. Beginning to remember the source of the divine. Remembering that the remembrance is not a technique, but it's just remembering our actual relationship with the infinite, with the oneness. Letting your heart turn away from the world. There's so much that consumes us every day. So many details that we need to attend to. And it's true. We're meant to be engaged with our life. And yet, in these moments of remembrance, we can turn from all of that, knowing that it's already being cared for. It's already being held. And let our hearts immerse entirely in the remembrance of oneness. That there's nothing but the one. And that we are not separate from that. Allah. A common experience during remembrance or any spiritual practice is not feeling it. Just not feeling it. And so if you're not feeling it in this moment, I want to invite you to embrace that, to notice what it feels like to not feel it. Not feel the sweetness of the divine connection. Not feel the presence of love and peace. and perhaps only to feel the busyness of your mind or the concerns of your heart. And just notice, what does it feel like? What does it feel like to not feel your heart, not have the feeling or the engagement or the immersion and love that you were hoping for? And I want you to ask in your heart the question, is love available even here? Without trying to fix it or change it, and while continuing to call the name of the divine, whatever name you're using, the name of the divine through your heart, is love available even here in the distance? Is love available even here in the busyness? Let it be a sincere question, meaning you don't know the answer. Let yourself be willing to be surprised. Letting go even more. What is it like to embrace whatever experience you're having? Saying yes to whatever's true in your heart, in your beingness now. What if this experience was God talking to you? What's the real message? What's really coming to your heart? What does your heart discern here? What is it noticing as you stay in remembrance and embrace the experience that you're having? Asking the question, is love available even here? Or an alternate version of that same question, what if this were God talking to you? What if this wasn't the roadblock? What if this was, in this moment, your moment's destination? What is here? What does your heart find? Oh. Just noticing in your heart any authentic gratitude and appreciation you might have for anything that you experienced or received. And letting yourself express that. And of course, if you wish, please stay in remembrance. Even as we finish up here. Oh. Thank you for joining me. Taking a nice gentle breath. So sweet to do remembrance in community. Thank you.